Brilliant. Well, let me add my welcome to Joe's. As he said, I'm Matt. I'm the children's worker here. So if you like, I'm in charge of all the little ones, so tens and down. We have lots of fun together, usually on a Sunday morning over in the hall. But this morning, we're all together and we're opening up, having a look at this passage in Luke's Gospel. So please keep it open. If you haven't got a Bible, open it up. Luke chapter 17. And in fact, we're looking at it today, but also for the next few weeks from now on in the morning at church, we're going to be looking at Luke's Gospel. And just before we start, let me tell you, the next few chapters are all about God's kingdom, all about heaven, eternal life with God and his King Jesus. And we get the first little glimpse of that here. You might have thought, oh, what a great passage. It's all about being thankful. And certainly that's a great thing, and that's right in here, but it's so much more than that. And let me tell you right up front, actually what we see in this passage is getting to be a part of God's kingdom, getting to heaven, isn't about whether we're thankful or grateful, but it's all about how we respond to King Jesus, whether we miss who he is or whether we're willing to turn and bow before him. So you can switch off now if you want, because I've told you that's what it's all about, how we respond to Jesus. We don't want to miss out on who he is. And just to kind of make the point, we can miss out on stuff. So I've got a picture on the screen. I wonder if you've seen pictures like this before. So have a little go, a little competition with the person next to you. What's in the picture? You've got to stare at it. What's in the picture? Hands up if you think you can see it. What do we reckon? What do you think's in this picture? Anyone hands up? It's tricky, isn't it? Oh, Danny over here. Good, Danny. What do you think? It is an image. Yeah, but what's it an image of? Sneaky. It is an image. Anyone think they've got it? It's hard, isn't it? You can miss what's right in front of you. Shall I tell you? It's a rabbit. Can you see? Stare at it a bit longer. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. James has got it. Good, man. Okay, let's have the next one. See if we can get this one. What's the picture? It's right in front of you. It's right there. What is it? Don't miss it. A shark. Close. It is an animal. No? A giraffe. I mean, it's got four legs. It's a tiger. I'll tell you, it's a tiger. Can you see it now? I've told you. No? Fine. It's right in front of you, but we're missing out, aren't we? How about the next one? Last one. Got to really stare, that's so difficult. What is it? Any clues? I think so. An elephant? No, it's not an animal this time. Micah? Writing? No. It's a car. Supposedly. I can't see them, but that's what it told me when I downloaded the pictures. So there's a picture, it's right in front of us, but we've missed out. We've missed what it is. And that's what we're going to see from our story. Let me just read out. We've got some the first half on the screen, hopefully. Let me just read out the verses. If not, have a look down with me. We'll start at verse 11. It says this. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and cried out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back. You see, we're going to see here that 9 lepers, well, they get their lives back. They get an amazing gift, yet they end up really missing out. They miss who it is that's healed them. Just imagine the scene with me, okay? So Jesus is walking along. He's heading towards a village. But on the outskirts, he suddenly hears someone shouting. He turns and he sees a group of men all stood together. But they're stood at a distance outside the town. Bit of detective work for you. 2 questions, okay? How many men are there? And why are they stood outside the village. Have a look down if you haven't got it, or look up at the screen. How many men and why they stood outside the village? Can be an adult answers or a child, I don't mind. Detective work, let's have a look down. What does it tell us? Yes. There are 10, thank you. There are 10 men outside the city, stood at a distance. And why are they there? Have a look down. Why are they there, Micah? Yeah, because they've got a horrible disease called leprosy. So 10 men with leprosy stood outside the city. Now, if you don't know, leprosy was an awful thing. It was people's worst nightmare. It was like having a death sentence. Your flesh would rot. Parts of your body would fall off. And almost the worst thing was that it was so infectious, you were sent outside the village, cast out from your family, your friends, your job, to live outside the city, and basically to rot away with other people who've got leprosy. What a horrible thing. And again, I wonder if you can imagine the scene. Those 10 men over here outside the city all together, nothing to live for, waiting to die. And suddenly in the distance, they see a man coming. And one, very gently, so his arm doesn't fall off, nudges his mate just next to him and says, "Hey, look, is that Jesus coming?" And the other one says, "Oh, I think it is. Do you know, I've heard about this guy. I'm pretty sure he can heal people." And someone says, "Yeah, no, I've heard it. In fact, he's already healed a man with leprosy." And then someone else says, "Yeah, actually, before I was cast out, I heard that he healed a young boy and a young girl. In fact, he didn't heal them. He raised them from the dead." "Well, this is it. This is our chance. Go on, shout out. Shout to him." "Oh, no, you shout. No, you shout. Shout out to him." And then one finally plucks up the courage and says, "Master Jesus, have mercy. Have pity on me." This is their chance. And they take it. "Jesus is coming. Have pity on me." And Jesus replies, have a look down at verse 14, or on the screen, he says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And again, at first glance, we might think, what a strange thing to say. But Jesus has said that because in his time and in the Old Testament, when you thought that leprosy had left you, when your skin disease had got better, you were to go to the priests, and they would be like the health survey, if you like. They would say, "Yes, you're fine. Welcome back into the community." Or, "No, you still need to be sent out of the village." He says, "Go to the priests. Let them see." And then how amazing is this? On the way, as they turn and head towards the village, their rotting flesh grows back. Their rusty, crusty skin becomes smooth again, as just with a word from across the street, Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. And they head off completely healed. And then just at the end of our half the passage here, it says, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, he came back." You see, 9 have headed off and not given Jesus a second glance. 9 have, they've all got their lives back, haven't they? They're now going to go back into town and hug their children for the first time in maybe years. Back to their wives or husbands, back to their family and friends. They've got their lives back, but 9 of them, even though they've got all of that, they have missed out. Let me give you a little illustration that hopefully will really help us. Just imagine this. I've got some things with me here. Just imagine your favourite singer, okay? If you don't have a favourite singer, imagine Iron Man, if you love Iron Man, or Alan Tracy, who drives Thunderbirds 3. Imagine your favourite singer or Iron Man or Alan Tracy come to your front door and they ring on the bell, and obviously there's normally a conversation then in the house, isn't there? Who's that? Who's that? Who's ringing on the doorbell? Don't you have that in your house? We do in mine. And then I say, well, why don't we get up and answer it? We'll see. So you go then to the door, and right in front of you is Alan Tracy or your favorite singer, maybe Adele or Iron Man, and they're stood there and they've got a gift for you. So if it's Adele or your favorite singer, they give you their latest album, not out yet, cover signed by them, or Alan Tracy gives you a little replica of his Thunderbirds, or Iron Man's there and he gives you a little Iron Man, like this, okay? Imagine this, you grab it, you say, great, and you run back up to your bedroom and play with your new toys or put your album on and listen to it. Can you see? That would be crazy. You're missing out on the real thing stood right in front of you. Why would you go and listen to Adele in your room when you could say to her, tell me about it. Tell me about your album. You can get to know the one who created the music you're going to listen to. Or Iron Man. Don't play with his toy. Say, let me have a go on your suit. A relationship with Iron Man is so much better than playing with a little Iron Man toy. Or Alan Tracy, take me in your spaceship. How crazy would it be to go and play with a toy upstairs when you can go in Thunderbirds 3 with Alan Tracy? That's bonkers. But you see, that's exactly what the nine lepers do. They take this amazing gift that Jesus has given them, a new lease of life, but yet they totally miss out on the one who gives it to them. They totally miss out on a relationship with Jesus, God himself come to earth, and they take his gift and give him no second thought. And I wonder if I might be so bold as, do you do that? Do I do that? We come and we say thank you to God for all his gifts today, but am I so blinded by his gifts that I've missed out on a relationship with him? As I said before, we're going to hear all about God's kingdom over the next few weeks, but being thankful for what God gives us, well, that basically doesn't matter as to whether we get into his kingdom or not. We can be thankful for Jesus for what he gives us, but yet miss out on a relationship with him. And the warning is that what you do? Secondly, then, nine miss out. Lastly, much shorter, one is saved. Nine miss out on a relationship with Jesus, one is saved. Let's have a look at the next verses on the screen. So we start at verse 15, if you want to look down or up at the screen. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. So you've seen, haven't we? Nine have missed out on the real deal. They've got an awesome gift, but they've missed out on a relationship with God himself, the Lord Jesus. They've missed out on entering his kingdom. But what's the difference between them and this one? Well, put very simply, this one comes to Jesus recognizing who he is, and he falls at his feet. He praises God and falls at Jesus' feet. He sees who is right in front of him. He would have been the man that could see those pictures at the start. He sees who is right in front of him, God himself in the flesh, and he bows down before him, thanking him for all he's done. And you see, he gets so much more than he bargained for. Jesus has already healed him. He's already given him his life back. He comes, bows before Jesus, recognizing who he is. Not only does he get this life back, but he also gets life with Jesus in heaven forever. I wonder if we can have the verse on the screen, Mike. So verse 19 says this in our Bibles, rise and go, your faith has made you well. But you see, the man is already well. Jesus has healed him. And another translation for that sentence is this, rise and go, your faith has saved you. See, this man has got much, much more than he bargained for. Jesus has healed him. He's given him his life back now. But as he comes and he recognizes that Jesus is God in the flesh and bows down before him, well, he is saved. At that moment, he enters God's kingdom. He now gets to spend forever with the one who can speak across the street and heal 10 lepers. Can you imagine what life with him in his kingdom will be like? Well, this one that returns, he's now got it. And that's what he gets to look forward to. And I just want to ask you very, very simply, have you done that? Have you come to Jesus realizing that he is God in the flesh? And have you bowed down to him and given him your life? Thanked him for all that he's done for you? If you haven't, can I urge you to do that? Do not miss out on who Jesus is, but turn to him and be saved. It is great to be thankful. It is an amazing thing to be grateful for what God has done for us. But those things do not determine whether we get to spend forever in heaven with Jesus or not. How we respond to Jesus, God himself in the flesh, does. Please, this harvest, don't be blinded by God's good gifts and miss the Lord Jesus. Come to him as your King and receive life eternal with him in his perfect kingdom. Let me pray for us just as we finish. Lord Jesus, we thank you so, so much for what you're like, for your character. We thank you so much for this one leper who turned back to you and got much more than he bargained for. Lord, please protect us from being like the 9, from loving your gifts but ignoring the giver. Lord, please this morning help each of us either turn back to you or turn to you for the very first time and receive much more than we bargained for, eternal life with you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.